Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
And how's your morning going for you? Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. And you can hear Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Again, Big Willie 105.5. And then the encore presentations of the show you can hear on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri live and dangerously local. So dangerously local. It's unbelievable today. Wait a minute. I don't know if I still have our guest on the line. Are you still there? Hello? Oh, I didn't hang up. That's my bad. All right. So I guess she's gone. All right. We have a line open. And how do you vote? Here's the question. Should the controversial pictures of the Blue Tie Gala for prostate cancer screening on Big Willie 105.5 be deleted? Vast majority of listeners are saying no. A few are saying yes, but I had a very interesting conversation. I've just tuned in with one of the women who was there and whose pictures I took and posted. She didn't like it. She reached out to me on Messenger, and I said, okay, fine, take them down. I don't know what number she was calling, but I'm telling you, that was, I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything. I know we don't have great phone service with my company, but it's nothing like that. I said, well, whatever. So what I did, I thought was actually a pretty decent offer, and I think she actually is going to take me up on this. I said to her, okay, fine. I will sit down with her in a public place, someplace public, like, I don't know, Panera's, Starbucks, or, you know, someplace public. She can bring a friend. She can bring 10 friends. I don't care. And I will show her every photo that I took that I still, I don't think I deleted any. I might have deleted a few. On my phone. She will pick out the appropriate photos. I will post her photos on the, well, the post. And she will write the copy about the Blue Tie Gala for screening prostate cancer awareness, whatever it happens to be, and, you know, blah, 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 whatever she wants. I, as God is my witness, I will do, if she's willing to do this, I mean, she said she was, I believe she will, actually. I'll post it on Big Willie 105.5. And then for good measure, if she wants, I can have her in here talking about it, and she can bring a friend, somebody else from, you know, the Blue Tie Gala or, you know, whoever it happens to be, and they can publicize it as much as they want. She gets to pick every photo. And I'll even take down the ones of all the beautiful women because they don't think that they're appropriate or creepy or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But if she is willing to meet me halfway, as God is my witness, I will do that. And I'll even promote it. Happy to promote it. I don't know what else I can do. All I ever wanted to do was to help these people. That's all I ever wanted to do. I didn't get one penny out of this. So hope she calls the right number. I'll reach out to her. I don't know what else to do. My phone worked this weekend. Let me tell you, it worked. So I don't know what number she got or how. I don't know. All right. So there's that. So we're making progress. All right. Now I need help with you. By the way, if you do want to vote, we have a line open. The phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Your vote matters, yes or no. Should the controversial pictures of the Blue Tie Gala for prostate cancer screening on Big Willie 105.5 be deleted? And so far, the vast majority of our listeners are saying no. A couple have said yes. They're voting yes. Okay, fine. That's the voting. You know, it is what it is. But she made me an intriguing offer. And look, I don't want to harm people. I don't want people being angry with me. I don't want people thinking I'm creepy. I'm not taking a knee for anyone. I am not taking a knee for a mob or anything. I will not do that. But if this is a reasonable way of helping the Blue Tie Gala, helping Brave Men, Inc., Win-win. Why not? I'm happy to do it. And I give her a lot of credit. I really do. Because even though she hates me and, you know, was really upset, I'm assuming she hates me. Maybe she doesn't. But could you blame her if she did? But anyway, even though she's not a big fan of mine, let's put it that way. To her credit, she reached out to me on Messenger. And apparently she, I don't know what number she called, but I got no phone numbers. I got nothing on Sunday, nothing. Anyway, but she reached out and I worked with her and got her the picture taken off and all that. And she called in and shared her thoughts. I give her a lot of credit because she's not one of these spineless behind the back people that are trying to destroy me. And in fact, she even admitted that they've reached out to her. In fact, here's her own words. I was asked to reach out to sponsors. I did not. I have a lot of respect for that woman. I really do. I know she hates me, but I have a lot of respect for that woman. The easy thing would have been for her to go along with the mob and whoever's organizing this thing and say, oh, yeah, I'll do that. She's saying no. And she's even admitting it, that she was asked to reach out to our sponsors, to my sponsors. And she did not. She deserves a lot of credit. So if she wants to go through with this, and I believe she will, we'll do it. I have no problem with that. I have absolutely no problem with that. Oh, my God. And how's your morning going for you, huh? Holy cow. We haven't quite done 2 hours here on Big Willie 105.5. I don't know how many people are following the Facebook page or sharing it or whatever, but my suspicion, maybe my fear, is that there's going to be a lot more of this kind of local insane stuff. And this one wasn't even planned. I cannot tell you how surprised I am with all of this insanity. I just can't believe it. And it's all because I really appreciate beautiful women and trying to help the Blue Tie Gala. That's all this was. Didn't make a penny off of this. It could cost me my career, could cost me my business. All right, let's go on to the business thing. And I'll keep you informed if she follows through. And I believe she will. I do believe she will. I think she's a sincere person. And she did take the time to call in. Very few do that. That showed me a lot of guts. It really did. And I let her talk. I didn't interrupt. Did you notice? I did not interrupt at all. It's like, just say whatever you want to say. And then I made her this offer. It just came into my head. It's like, okay, you pick the pictures. I'm actually looking forward to this. And we'll post them and, you know, and what else can I do? All right, next. I need your help with some of these people. I don't know who these people are. But they've been sent, and they may not even be real people, by the way. They may be aliases. I don't know. But they've been sending out letters, and I'm going to read just part of it, to my clients. They're trying to destroy my business is what they're trying to do. Not just my career, but my business. And this is organized. I mean, you know, they reached out to this woman, and she turned them down. Someone is organizing this thing to destroy my business. Who the hell is organizing this thing? So the letters that are going out to my clients, again, to destroy my business, financial ruin, this is who they are. This is what you saw what they tried to do with Trump? Well, this is the local version of what they did to Trump. This is the same game plan on a much, much, much smaller scale. It says, during a recent charity event supporting men facing prostate cancer, Vassilaris was seen taking photos of women, including unsolicited images of their backside and feet. It was the shoes, not the feet. Anyway, he later posted these images to his personal social media accounts without all the women's knowledge or permission, rather than removing the offending content, blah, blah, blah. I urge you to consider whether continuing sponsorship of Vassilaris and Big Willie 105.5 aligns with your brand's values. It's worrying that your brand is being used to legitimize or support conduct that many feel is harmful, especially toward the voices of young women in the community. Notice what this person is saying. I guess it's a he in this case. Feel it's harmful, especially toward the voices of young women in the community. The hell does that even mean? Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond in moments like this. We are watching. We are the consumers your businesses rely on. I want you to think about this as if it were your daughter being victimized. What would you do? Apply that to everyone's daughters, sincerely. This is what I'm dealing with here. And all of them, or virtually all of them, are carbon. Wait a minute. More people are calling in. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name? How do you vote?
Tina. I vote no.
Okay. Why, Tina?
Because you had that Dr. Georges on the show, and he was representing the event, and he never said anything about taking down the photos.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much. One line is open. Call in now. So I don't know these people, so I'm going to need your help. And I want to stress one thing here. I do not want you to call into the show to give me the information on these people. If you know anything, use Facebook Messenger. We have to do this off because I've got to be fair to these people, because I don't know if you're telling me the truth. It may not be the same person, but they might have the same name. So I got to be fair to these people. But if you know these people, and I'll give you their email addresses, get in touch with me, Facebook Messenger, and let me know who you think they are and how I can get in touch with them beyond this Gmail account. They all seem to have Gmail accounts suddenly here. Anyway, so here's the first one. Who's trying to destroy me? The subject is Dimitri Vassiloros' disgusting behavior. Do you know a William McKinley? No, not the president. He's dead. But there's a, according to this, a William McKinley. Let me spell the last name. M-C capital K-I-N-L-E-Y. And the email address is, I'll do the whole thing, mckinleywc@gmail.com. So it's spelled mckinleywc@gmail.com. Do you know who this is? Give me information, as much information as you can, through Facebook Messenger. Next. Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond to moments like this. These are all copies, or most of them, it seems. Do you know a Nicole Morgan? Nicole is spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-E, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, like the horse. Here's the address. N-I-C-H-O-L-E dot Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, 11, @gmail.com. That's nicole.morgan11@gmail.com. The next one here is from that reporter. And the reporter's a very interesting email address. It's nimedude@gmail.com. Nimedude. There was some speculation that that person might have been transitioning, and this might be an explanation of that. I don't know. I literally don't know. I offered equal airtime, was rejected. All right, so at least I know who this person is. A reporter who now is going to my clients to destroy my business. This is a reporter, you know, fair and balanced newspaper. And you know the publisher has got to be approving this, or else he would not have be allowing this. Billionaire Bob. I just wonder if is doing the dirty work for Billionaire Bob. But going after my sponsors, trying to financial ruin for Dimitri 2020 LLC, a reporter for the newspaper. Can you imagine? This is what newspaper reporting has come to now. Next. Do you know, let's see here, community care. Community care means, all right, do you know a Jasmine Donnell, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L. And the email address, and these are all Gmails. I wonder if they were just made up. I don't know. They may not be. I don't know. The address is J-A-S-M-I-N-E dot D-O-N-N-E-L @gmail.com. Do you know a Jasmine Donnell? Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond in moments like this. It's all the same crap. One person wrote it, they all put their names on it, and either created new Gmail accounts or just, you know, I don't know. All right, next. Do you know an Emily Teachout? E-M-I-L-Y, Emily Teachout, T-E-A-C-H-O-U-T. And the email address is teachout.em@gmail.com. Emily Teachout.com. Emily Teachout. Teachout.em@gmail.com. Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond in moments like this. Sincerely, Emily Teachout. Next. Alexis Morris. A-L-E-X-I-S Morris. Alexis. I guess it's a woman. I don't know. Do you know who this person is? This was unbelievable. This one was unbelievable. All the different advertisers, it was horrible. Do you know when Alexis Morris, A-L-E-X-I-S-M-O-R-R-I-S, again, get in touch with me with Facebook Messenger. Who are these people? And I've got more names.